Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Let's find out what the weather is like down in Listowel, because it's time for
Jen's Regional Roundup.
Yes, this is your Regional Roundup. We're going to go to Kerry because we've Aidan O'Connell standing by. Hi, Aidan. Hi, Aidan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know. Can you hear my voice? I'm a bit hoarse.
You sound a bit broken. It says here you're talking to Cormac. And he said you're physically and financially broken.
Yeah,
were you in Dublin again?
I'm telling you, no. It was Dubai this time.
Look at you. What were you doing in Dubai?
Went on a gal's holiday. The first gal's holiday in 2 years.
Oh, did somebody break up with somebody? Is that why?
No. We just said we'd head away. We said we hadn't been away in a while. And so we just headed off on Paddy's Day. And we were there. We were only there for like 4 days. I swear to God.
And tell me about Dubai. Now, I've been there. It's expensive, isn't it? It's expensive. You need to be ready first. You kind of need a holiday when you come back from Dubai.
Yeah, I did not expect it. Like, we had big plans. We were like, oh, we're going to have, like, we're going to do so many tourist things, blah, blah, blah. I swear, I didn't see half of Dubai because it turned into a bit of a drinking holiday.
Yeah, well, that is Dubai because, I mean, it's only 40 years old, Dubai, and it's just desert and shopping centres. So,
and Irish people.
And like, Irish people everywhere.
Every corner.
Well, listen, thank you so much for doing this because you probably need to sleep for about 3 days. Tell me about this gorgeous idea if you happen to be in Cork and forget your coat. What's going on there?
Yeah, so it's a lovely story coming from the Lee side, and it's about a construction group who are working on a new hotel in Cork City, and they basically made a lovely gesture for those who are walking up and down by the quays. So work is underway at the Moores Hotel on Morrison's Quay. And recently those who've been walking past it kind of noticed a new structure. So basically it's a wall of kindness, and it's just this little wall that was built, and it invites people in need of a jacket to take one or for people to leave one if they can spare it. And the board was put up by Elliott Group, who started work on the site last August. And I know, like, the weather has obviously been lovely, and as you know,
it is now, but it might be next week.
Yeah, and it was pissing rain there for a while.
Yeah.
We had a lot of storms, but I'd say the jackets were definitely appreciated by those in need. So such a simple, like really simple thing to do, but very effective. So well done to the Elliott Group and the people of Cork, always coming through, aren't they?
Always. You can always depend on them. Tell us about Sister Kate from County Cork.
This is incredible. Honestly, this is like a film. I can't believe I've never heard about it before, but basically the family of a nun who may have rescued a young child from Nazi-occupied France, put out an appeal last week with the Southern Star newspaper in County Cork to put them in contact with both families, because Tim Wilcox believes his mother, Yvette Wilcox, who is now 92 and living in Wales, may have been helped to escape from Paris in 1940 by Drumalig native Sister Kate McCarthy. So Sister Kate grew up in Drumalig before travelling to France as a teenager to join the Franciscan Sisters of Calais, and she became known as Sister Marie Lawrence. But from there, her story kind of turns into like a film, because when she was in France, she became involved with a French resistance group and helped about 200 British soldiers escape. And then in June 1941, she was captured by the Gestapo and was in solitary isolation for 13 months. And she managed to escape death on several occasions and was eventually freed from the notorious Ravensbrück concentration camp by the Swedish Red Cross in 1945. Like, isn't that incredible?
That's a movie. You're right.
And this girl that she supposedly helped escape Paris, the Sun reached out through the newspaper. And then this week, two of Sister Kate's relations, her grandnephew Thomas Hayes and her grandniece Eileen Connolly, contacted the paper, reached out to Tim, and now I think they're getting in contact. And what's even weirder is Yvette lives in Wales now, but two of Sister Kate's nieces actually live very close to her as well.
Wow.
And now, as we were saying, it's turned into a film, but a writer called Catherine Fleming made contact to say she is in the finishing stages of a book on the life of Sister Kate, and even found letters saying that her name was put forward as a possible recipient of the Legion d'Honneur, which is France's highest honour, but it wasn't rewarded. So it's amazing. And she's buried in St. Finbarr's Cemetery in County Cork, but it had kind of fallen into disrepair. And because of this call out that was in the Southern Star, the Franciscan Order in Mullingar have said that they're going to
clean it up,
which I think is amazing.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, fantastic story.
What a woman. That's incredible. Yeah. Now, this story about an American student in Cork is great. Well, maybe not for her. What's going on here?
You know, like, obviously people leave their home countries to get away and experience new cultures and get away from their own circles. Mm-hmm. But one American student who came to UCC to study couldn't get away from the USA thanks to the party-loving people of the university. I have many friends who were there for years, and to be honest, it was just like party central. But 20-year-old Brianna Sayers is from Massachusetts in the United States and moved to Cork in January for college, and basically hoped to experience some Irish song, music, dance, you know yourself. But she has been plagued by the song Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, we have a little clip. Let's play the clip. So just to remind people. She's like, I've just left the USA to get away from the likes of Miley Cyrus, and it just keeps getting belted out to me. Are they like trolling her or something?
It wasn't a troller. It was played at the very first day she came to Cork. Basically moved into her accommodation, and that's the first song she heard. It's in the secret garden, and I suppose she thought, like, oh my god, that's ironic, very funny. But it's got out of hand now. It's just been murdered. But it's getting me thinking about other songs. We like to slaughter some songs, I feel, as Irish people, not to be bad, but like Sweet Caroline kind of jumps into my head.
Yes.
The song Grace, which I know is a fabulous song, and I sing it myself. I was singing it in Dubai, but we have murdered that as well. And any song by Pitbull. Genuinely.
Oh, Pitbull. Oh, we love a bit of Pitbull. We love a bit of... Anytime something good happens, I play that Don't Stop the Party. That's just that bit I like. It's you know, sufficiently annoying to people. But listen, finally, Aideen, there's something good going on with a building that's very close to your heart in Listowel. What's going on?
Yeah. So this Listowel Cinema, otherwise known as the Classic Movieplex, it's at the top of the town, very close to the heart of the people of Listowel. Many an evening I spent there as a teen. I actually saw the first Harry Potter movie there when I was 6, and I fell asleep in the middle of it. So very fond memories, but it's been operation for nearly 70 years. First, it was called the Astor from 1949 to 1985, and then the Gleeson family took it over from 1987 until January 2022, when sadly it closed its doors for the last time. Whole town was devastated because it was so close, and everyone has so many memories about it. And basically the whole town banded together to form the Save Our Cinema Group. Began as a grassroots initiative to keep the cinema in the community, but now it's outlined its plans for the cinema, which is dependent on support locally and from the government. But basically the group has said that the response has been so positive, like people all over the world are getting involved.
Wow.
And if the group is successful in buying the building, they are hoping to create a Kerry Film Museum and a cafe bar to bring a bit of life back to that area of the town.
Oh, that is so lovely. I thought you were going to say, and now it's been bought by the Press Up Group and you get some lovely wings there. But that's not the case. The locals are actually going to do something about it and try and buy it back. That's a lovely, lovely story. When will we know if that's going to happen?
So hopefully soon. And if it is built, it'll be 100% owned by the community. So I
Brilliant.
Think they're hoping things will come through. But every time Dick and Harry and Listowel had their first shifts in that cinema, I swear to God, like, we used to not sit in the back seats because of the heavy pitting. Like, so lovely memories. And I was at a wedding before Christmas, and the couple actually had their first date in that cinema. And I was at their first date as well, sitting like a few rows behind them with two friends. We were throwing popcorn at them and they went mad at us.
And they got married.
And they got married.
Oh, that is, yeah, we got to save that cinema. We got to do that. Yeah. But fair play to the local community. That's a lovely story. Aideen, thanks so much for all your news. I know you're financially and mentally broken from Dubai. Get yourself back on track and I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks, love.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.